Exclusive, Republican Gerald Malloy, Vermonters are fed up, ready for change in November. By Jacob Bliss on September 18, 2022. Vermont's Republican U.S. Senate nominee Gerald Malloy said that Vermonters are ready for change after being fed up with the current leadership in the country during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. "I can tell you campaigning in the last 7 months, with boots on the ground. Vermonters are ready for change," Malloy told Breitbart News Saturday host, Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. "Vermonters have common sense, and they see, you know, paying at the pump and paying at the grocery store, and they're fed up with the performance from their leadership in Congress, and they're ready for change," Malloy explained. He also noted that the campaign is moving in a very positive direction after a recent poll from the Trafalgar Group showed that Malloy is only 6.5% down from Representative Peter Welsh, DBT, a career politician who's been endorsed by Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Retiring Senator Patrick Leahy is the Senate's longest-serving member and, therefore, this election would be the first time in decades that the Democrat seat is up for grabs. Malloy talked about his years of service, where he started at West Point, was eventually commissioned as a field artillery officer, and traveled around the world to serve in the military. Malloy explained that following the military, he worked across many government agencies and law enforcement communities and spent over a decade in business, receiving his MBA. Breitbart Middle. Gerald Malloy, September 17, 2022. The Green Mountain State Republican stated that his experience in the military, working with the government, and in private business is very applicable for running for office. Malloy added that he has sound foreign policy, which is currently lacking today. Malloy went on to say one of the main things he wants to bring to the Senate as a representative of Vermont is actual leadership and performance and not being a career politician. He further explained that he will be someone actually willing to make tough decisions, fiscally responsible decisions, and even going a step further, better decisions for all Vermonters, all Americans. Not just a slice of folks on the far left, but better decisions for a better future, because the path we're on right now is a dangerous bad path. Regarding the country continuing on the current path with Democrats in power and continuing their reckless spending, he said, "It's actually a path towards collapse where we won't be able to pay Social Security or Medicare, Medicaid, or have the defense budget that we need, so we got to make some changes for months. Vermonters run to see that." In fact, Malloy noted that Democrats' reckless spending with bills such as the Inflation Reduction Act showed how they are disconnected from reality, and that inflation is the rest of the massive, reckless overspending. That is the reason we have the high inflation and the combination of the decision they wanted. The Biden administration killed your oil and gas industry. That's the reason that we had oil and gas independence. The administration has just decided to give that up. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss and Truth Social @JacobBliss.